When you're expecting a baby, moms have so many questions. One person who can help out is a doula. Doulas provide emotional and informational support unconditionally throughout the entire process. For this week's Sabiduría, or Words of Wisdom, we turn to Annette Perel. Perel has been present at more than 1,000 births, so as you can imagine, she has some stories to tell.
Mom was having contractions, and it was going relatively slow. She got up and then it's like, oh, you have to use the bathroom. Let's go to the bathroom and sit. And she pushed in a way that didn't sound right. And she was like, it's burning. And I was like, oh, that's the baby. And we had to get her off the toilet and rush her to the bed. The doctor come in and deliver the baby. So she almost delivered in the toilet in the hospital. I've had several home births. I was at a birth and her contractions started coming quicker. She felt like she was going to deliver the baby and the midwife was on her way. And the husband, he felt a little nervous about the process. I reminded him that, you know, the midwife was on the phone. She wasn't that far, but it's just that things went relatively quickly. The midwife coached me through the entire process. I didn't do anything. I just had my hands there. And the midwife was telling me, make sure that you hold your hands there. Make sure that once the head comes out, you check for a cord. Once the baby comes out, you put the baby on the mom. And the baby screamed and cried immediately. A screaming baby is a healthy baby, so we knew that was fine. And the midwife walked in the door right after. So the father, he did not want to catch the baby himself. Typically, a doula would not do that, but the midwife was en route. It worked out perfectly. I went to this birth with this mom who, she was a second-time mom, and she felt her first experience was really traumatic because all of these things were being done to her. Nobody was speaking with her. She spoke Spanish, so she didn't understand what they were saying a lot of times, and she felt she was treated really poorly. She was left alone a lot because her husband was working and wasn't there. She was told, you have to get a C-section. And she was like, I don't want to have a C-section, and she felt she was trapped into having that. When all of the things did go kind of medical, a lot of it went medical. She said it didn't matter that all of those things happened this time because she had me there. She was able to breastfeed immediately with her baby, which she wasn't able to do the last time because they took the baby to the nursery. And this time I was able to advocate to have the baby on her skin to skin to start bonding with her baby immediately. I have been in home birth where there have been other kids around when the mother is laboring. You kind of explain how things go and your mom's going to roar like a lion right now. You want to roar with your mom like a lion? Or she's going to make this really funny, deep sound, almost like a monkey grunting. And let's do that together so that they're not afraid of hearing these sounds. They think this is hurting mommy. And also having other family members there in case it becomes too much for the child. Birth is like, they're like snowflakes, no? Two are the same. So it's about knowing how to be. Because when you take a training, you're like, I'm going to be the super doula. I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to do all of this. And I have this bag with this stuff and I'm going to use all my stuff. And sometimes you don't even open your bag. All you need is your hands. I think it's mostly the experience of attending births and being with women. It's really women being with women that helps the process.